Hello, welcome back to the Country Caribbean Podcast, the mind of a Caribbean American. I am your host, Lynn. Hello, welcome back. It's been a little over a week. A lot has went down. So let's get into it. All right, Halloween. I think this is like my first adult Halloween where I'm not doing nothing. Not because of the 19, but because just... As in, like, I didn't do no photo shoots. I didn't do no dressing up or sharing anything. I just been, like, I don't know, to myself. Like, it's so crazy when you enjoy your own company to the point where you're like, oh, shoot, I got stuff to do. Like, not, you know, not saying, not making no excuse or anything. But a lot has been going on. I was talking to somebody the other day. We were talking about something. I can't remember what they said. But they were like talking about things that I do. And they said, like, why don't you like turn that into like a job or, you know, start charging people for it. Yes. I think it was photography. Because for these past couple of days, I have been working on like just my video editing, editing styles, just getting familiar with my program, even though I've had the program for so long. Now that I'm doing my YouTube videos and stuff, I'm trying to work on my content, okay? Because like just screenshotting stuff and reposting it is... Like, I'm bored doing that. Like, this is just me, okay? I'm not saying, like, nobody else. This is just me. I'm bored doing that. So, I'm like, okay, let me, like, put a little twist on it. So, I've just been, I mean, shoot, put my own video editing program to work. Like, it's there. I might as well use it. So, I just been working on that editing content on my computer. Because I feel as though that motivates me more versus being on your phone, because you get so distracted so easily on your phone, bruh. Especially when you have like a whole bunch of apps. So editing on my computer is, I'm able to focus better versus my phone. Because on my phone, I feel as though I mostly use my phone as like, you know, let me just do this, let me just do that. Versus like, oh shoot, I gotta... edit this. So I just been doing that, and they were like, oh, how come you don't be a photographer and stuff? And I know that the photographer police be like, oh, everybody wants to be a photographer, people want to use their phone and edit on these apps. Listen, I feel as though like photography, it's more than like what you actually use and what you edit on. Because me in the beginning, I thought it was, oh, I need this program, I need this camera, I need this attachment, I need that, blah, 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 blah. Well, really, it's all about your mind and stuff. And I have created things just based off of my phone. I've created things off of the limited resources that I had until I was able to get my coins up and invest in the things that I actually wanted and stuff. And lately, I've been watching a lot of YouTubers videos and small creators, mid creators, and just been taking their tips on how to edit this, how to recreate this, how to, like, I think I was editing a thumbnail and I was like, what type of font does this TV show use? Like, I'm just, because it's right there. All the information is just right there. So I've just been like trying to up my skills and stuff, so I can like slap that on my resume or whatever. You know, we teaching ourselves over here, okay? But so yeah, that's what I've been doing, just been improving my skills. Because once you get around other photographers or just people like in that area, and like once you like talk to them and you're like, oh wow, like they really, that's why like I be like coming up in my mind, it's like I see why a lot of people be wanting people to separate and be wanting people to beef. Because if people come together, oh snap, I'm putting on my hotel app. If people come together and start talking about what they got going on, you're gonna be like, oh wow, I've been charging myself $10,000 less. Oh my gosh, I'm supposed to be charging this. Oh, if they ask for that, I'm supposed to be this, that. And people gonna be like, meeting, emergency meeting, and all that stuff. So just talking to other photographers. But around that time, I was like playing and stuff. I had downloaded, I think it was Adobe Premiere Pro. I hope I'm saying the right thing. I don't like how Adobe is charging people $10 a month. Like, bruh, just give it to me for a set price so I can have it. And if I need to upgrade, I just pay this set price and stuff. Doing that month-to-month stuff is like, I see y'all. You know, y'all getting y'all money. Y'all getting y'all money, all right? I don't like it, but y'all getting y'all money. Because I know I paid for a whole year. And I haven't used that program in months. I think I have Lightroom. So around that time, I was playing about photography or whatever. I was just doing it because I'm like, ooh, I got a camera. I can take pictures. Da, 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 da. But then, you know, sometimes people cross that line. And then you're like, oh, I can't. Nope. Because I did do a photo shoot for somebody and it's a lot of work. And then I wanted to do like, it's just a lot of, I did it. I'm like, oh my God, this is a lot of work. This is a lot of editing. There's a lot of memory cards. Shoot, cameras have like 30 minute limits. So I'm like, this is a lot. Okay, this is a lot. So when I edited this person's stuff, basically all I did, and how much I got paid, you could basically say I got paid for nothing because I did a lot of work for the little bit of pay that I got. And when you like add up everything, because that's what a lot of people recommend, you add up everything, how much your equipment costs, how much time goes into, basically how much your equipment costs, but you know, equipment, time, you know, sending it out there. And it's like, you know, you got to charge accordingly. And when I realized that people who were not that much experienced, I want to say that, I would say people who were just beginning, just like me, were charging a certain price. And I'm like, wow, even though, you know, people say don't compare yourself. But in business, I learned that it's okay to look at your competitors. It's okay to look at your competitors. That's one thing they told me. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing at all. So I'm like, okay, bet. I'm like, bet. So I had to really put my foot down when it came to my cameras, like, because people be wanting you to take, and it's a lot. This stuff can take hours. And I've said it in a previous episode where Tokyo was talking about some telling business owners to hire models, get a photographer to do promo for their business. It is a lot. And people do not want to pay you for their time because they feel as though it's like all you're doing is pointing and shooting and slapping a filter on it. And to be honest, you're not really slapping a filter on it, okay? I'm making your melanin pop. I'm making the colors in your clothes pop. I'm smoothing your skin out. I'm adding highlight. I'm adding shadows. I'm getting rid of a shadow. I'm adding background. I'm getting better at Photoshop, okay? So I can Photoshop it to make it look like you and another person are in the same photo shoot, okay? Brightness, darkness, sharpness, detailing, all that stuff. So it's more than just pointing shoot. Okay. That's what people think it is. The same way they do with bakers. They're like, all you're doing is throwing eggs, vanilla extract, and flour together. And it's like, no, it's more than that. Like, even with YouTube videos, a lot of people will say, like, all you're doing is turning on the camera, you know, cutting here, cutting there, exporting and uploading on YouTube. It doesn't take a lot of work. It does take a lot of work. I think shooting a video is easier than editing for me. Because I've figured out my whole settings, my lighting and all that stuff. So editing is harder because you have to add stuff. You have to remove stuff. Depending on the quality, depending on if you want to add music. Because don't nobody want to listen to the AC. So it's like, until you actually do it, you realize like, wow, this shit is, it's hard. So moving along. So yes, The election was, I'm not going to talk too much into the election, but the election was so drawn out that people were talking about how attractive the damn news anchors were. And it's like, okay, please let us back outside. Please finish this off and stuff. The jokes have been keeping me entertained. I thought that I would be logged out and just not come back. I was logged out of Facebook because they are stressful over there. And one thing I've noticed that people on Facebook unpack a lot. And it's like, you could have unpack a lot. And it's like, ooh, got me feeling like I'm going through it. But yes, they drawn it out. But you know, congratulations to them and stuff, you know. Moving along. But speaking of like TV anchors and stuff, like I want to give a shout out to Tashara Parker, because she went viral for her bun mohawk. You know me, I'm team natural hairstyles over here. She went viral for her bun mohawk. That thing looks so, and then it's just her hair, the outfit, and just her doing her job. Like, that was just amazing. So then she did a segment about professionalism, professional hair. Because a lot of people have been going on debate about what's professional, what's unprofessional. And when you go to Google, because somebody pointed that out, and you know, you type in unprofessional, it's a whole bunch of us in our natural hair. And it's like, sis, like, you're not slick. So now we have to create like our own what's professional in the workplace when it comes to black hair outside of a pressing curl. I just love saying it. I'm gonna get my hair flat iron one day, blow out silk, what, you know, and bump the ends. But as far as like outside of straight, you know, the straight hair, like what is considered professional when it comes to our curly hair, our kinky hair and stuff, because you know, my people do love to police our hair a lot. Like, I know I be making my little jokes every here and there, but people do like to, in the workplace, like, you know how many times I've been nervous to, like, wear my actual hair? Because I can't do no bun, like, a low bun. You know how people be having their hair slicked in the front and then have the bun? No, I can't do that. My hair's gonna look weird. Most jobs I've had hats, but it's still, like, I still want to be able to, like, protect my edges and, like, still be able to wear my hair out when I'm not at work. So, like, I've been trying to figure that out. So, I've been testing the hairstyles and whatnot, you know. Since I finally found products that work. Look, I'm not shouting out no products because there's no sponsor yet, okay? But, get a product focused on moisture. Now, black-owned or non-black-owned, I don't know. Most of the products that work for me are black-owned, so... Well, I don't know about the last one I used, but it didn't make my hair pop. It's wintertime, so I'm just jumping to topics. It's wintertime, so get something that is going to moisturize and keep your hair moisturized, all right? I found my ting, okay? So just trying to figure out what's professional and what's unprofessional. Because she says she's gotten backlash about people saying that her hairstyle was unprofessional. It's like, what's unprofessional about it? I feel as though that hairstyle was the most professional, in my opinion. Like, if I were to wear my... Well, I do wear my natural hair. But I'm saying, if I were to style it other than how I normally wear it, I wear my hair in a little afro. I would do something like that. The little bun mohawk. I guess it... Don't try to lump it into the same category, like curly hair versus naturally straight hair. It's not the same. It's not. And, oh, don't get me started on locks. Because they love to say locks is unprofessional. You need to go wash your hair. The hair is washed. Come on, you need to go brush your hair. The hair is brushed. Stop. Mind you, you in my business. Another person I want to shout out is Coco Jones. She's getting the attention that she well deserved. Coco Jones is an actor. I believe she's a singer. She was on Disney Channel, so I don't really know much. I remember she's in a movie that I think I've seen once a couple of years ago, back when I was into Disney Channel heavy. So she's finally getting her attention, and she's just like, hey, I had to do that for a check, and you would do it for a check too. Like, so she's getting her attention, her shine. She's posting on her YouTube. So yeah, shout out to Coco Jones. Like, just watching that video, kind of most people, they just pull like and made memes out of things that she said. But actually listening to her story, it's like, yeah, it happens. And it's like she do, it's so crazy because like the talented people get overlooked for, not to bash like nobody else, but the talented people get overlooked for people that, fit a certain aesthetic. But yeah, she needs to get her shine and stuff. Like we supporting small creators over here. So now that it's November, it's Christmas time. But it's the holidays. I've done rearranged my area for, because Thanksgiving's at my house. Yay. I think it was at my house last year. And then I went to one of my friend's house. I think her mama house. So it's gonna be at my house. My mom is cooking. That's the only time she cooks for like special occasions. Like my mom can cook. She could cook, like, and then, but she look, I don't, I feel robbed. Cause my mom was out here chefing it up for my daughter, like making her lamb and eggs. She be making some good spaghetti. But my mom was like, I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood. But when Thanksgiving come around, my mom show out. Like, I know a lot of people hate green bean casserole and pumpkin pie. I don't care. Like, y'all could fight me, like meet me outside right now. Cause green bean casserole is so good. I don't, child, the little flaky little French onion thingies, and I can't wait. How many weeks? What, it's like 2 weeks, 2, 3 weeks from now. So I rearranged my dining, well, just the dining room, and I'm just like trying to see how everything's gonna go. I have two couches, so everybody's gonna have somewhere to sit, whoever's coming over. But I finally got me a rug. It's not the type of rug that I wanted, but since the carpet is an ugly color, well, not that ugly, because I gotta walk the carpet, we got, but the since the carpet is not, I got a black rug, and I got it from Walmart. It's a very, it's not a soft rug, but it's like if a lot of people are walking in that area, it's that type of rug. But it was for $20. I said $20. So I was like, nah, it can't be $20. I scanned it. That thing was $20. And it was the last one too. And it was black. So goes with the black couch. And I've been wanting a big rug in that area because just to, I guess, add personality. I know someone told me to get a coffee table, and it's like, we don't drink coffee. But I'm just saying, but just get a coffee table. And I'm like, I have a child. That coffee table will be broke after a week because, you never know. Like, I have one child who gets bored, and she's by herself. So I got a big rug. It's definitely add some person more personality to the living room. I feel like the living room is more of a living room. And yeah, that's about it. But I'm ready for the Christmas movies, the hardworking woman who's always about her career, and her family is like, are you coming to Christmas this year? That's what, this is the plot for every movie, and we watch it faithfully. It's like, are you coming to Christmas this year? It's either a man or a woman who works a lot, or girl, I don't know. But then they end up falling in love before Christmas or on Christmas. And then, Merry Christmas from my family to yours. Look, I'm ready for all of that. I was watching The Nightmare Before Christmas. A lot of people say it's a Halloween movie. I feel it's also a Christmas movie. But I need to finish that though. I started watching it and then I got distracted. But it's just certain things I want to touch on. So these last 2 points. Okay, I want to know, should a person be, I don't know, I guess recognized for not cheating? Because this rapper, I can't remember. I just remember this person said that, oh, men should get more credit for not cheating. I don't think people should get credit recognized or awarded for doing what they're supposed to do. Like, you're supposed, if you're in a monogamous, no, this is any relationship, monogamous, open, poly. Like, if everybody has an agreement that it's just going to be me and you, or me, you, and her, or if we do this and this and that, this and this and that. Well, I don't know about open relationships. Like, I've never been in one, so I'm just going to like leave that out of the conversation. But if we're all like, hey, it's just me and you, or it's me, you, and that person, then you're agreeing to that. Like, I don't know. It's just, I don't know why people make relationships so much harder than what they actually are. Like, people are coming up with their, it's not giving me what you, people are coming up with their own rules and their own, adding extra terms, extra definitions, trying to remix stuff. I feel as though relationships are not that freaking hard. Y'all are making it harder than what it is. And then if you go against that, they're like, oh, this is not the 1950s anymore. It's like, what does the 1950s have to do with this? Like, the type of stuff these people be saying, it's not giving me what you girls be saying. I wasted my time. Like, all right, if you're, all right, okay. I think a lot of people don't talk. Because me, I like just one person, one man, okay? So if you know that you can't be with one person, don't agree to be with one person, stupid. Don't agree to be with one person if you know you can't. I remember I seen a video. I think it was another podcast. And the person was like, he said he felt pressured. He felt pressured. Like, he wanted her. And she was like, hey, this and this and that. And then he said he felt pressured to do those things. Sweetie, nobody is pressuring you. You didn't have to do those things. Okay. And then another thing that I've seen, yeah, I'm gonna wrap it up on this one, is people clowning scheduled sex. Like, what do y'all think dick appointments are? You're scheduling the sex, like, you're planning to have sex. Like, we all plan. Like, if me, well, unless you know, unless y'all talk about it, okay? But if I'm in, all right, because I'm in a relationship. So if my man is going to come over, we're going to watch movies and spend time with each other, I know that there might be some dick at the end of it. That's scheduling sex. If he's like, hey, I'm coming over Friday night, we're going to watch movies, we're going to eat, or I'm coming to spend the night, I know that the sex might happen. Because we talk about it. So I know that's scheduling sex. I don't see the problem with it. People be like, oh, that's not spontaneous. That's, dang, did I say the right word? Or it's like, it's not surprising. And it's like, a bitch can't be tired. It's like, we're not, people have shit to do. People gotta go to work. And if you got kids, some person said, well, have sex when the kids are asleep, or when the kids are at school, or when there's a babysitter. Sweetie, when the kids are at school, I am at work. And you think kids go to bed when you tell them to go to bed? Child, my child just went to bed like 30 minutes ago, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Are you dead ass? And let's say my nigga got, and then, all right, let's use my situation. My man works overnight. I be up during the day. So while he's sleep during the day, because he worked overnight, I am up doing what I do. So then by time, usually I still be up or whatever. But I'm just saying though, especially everything is scared. I don't see, to be honest, I don't see no problem with that, because it gets you more hype. You could get your body ready, okay? Drinking more water, you know, do some, if you're a person that exercises, you know, do some squats. Because when you put that body in motion, you're getting your body ready. You're prepping your body. You're getting those knees ready, doing your squats. So I don't see the problem with it. Like, yeah, back in high school, like that was lit. Just like, hey, you want to go have sex? Yeah, sure. Bent over. But now it's like, no, wait, man, wait. And if they do, it's going to be 9 times 10, it's going to be a quickie. And some people don't like quickies, okay? Because only 9 times out of 10, I don't know, it depends on the person, but sometimes the other person get theirs and you're just sitting there looking crazy. You're sitting there with a wet ass. You're sitting there with a wet ass. Like, because then that's gonna make you want more. And then what if you're not able to get more? Like, I hate quickies at all. Like, what are we, 16? I am closer to 30 than 20, okay? Anyway. So, thank you for listening to the Country Caribbean podcast. I have been your host, Lena. Make sure you like, share the podcast. Check me out on Instagram at Country Caribbean, Facebook, The Country Caribbean Podcast. I have said it last year that I'm going to put up episodes on YouTube. So, stay tuned for that. It will be the Country Caribbean Podcast, of course, of course. And with that, I'm just going to upload the audio and I might drop a visual every here and there. But yes, so thank you for listening. And oh, I want y'all, this one song has been living in my head rent free. So I'm going to play it. Okay.
Another banger. I'm in love with plenty women. I know my money, all of them.